This year's winner of the Pinoca Stampede Association, PSA, cattle raffle is Colin Piquette of St. Paul, Alta. Piquette opted for the cattle over the cash, which were then loaded up on July 2, said PSA Director Terry Jones, who handles the annual raffle. This year's raffle proved to be another huge success, he added. We put the tickets on sale at Christmas, because they make such good gifts, and you can buy them online or from local merchants right up until stampede time, he said. We sold out the second day of the stampede, on the Thursday, which was the earliest that we have ever sold out, he said. People like to help the stampede. A lot of people look at it like a $50 donation towards the association, and then they get that chance to win cattle or the money. The cattle business has just gone crazy as far as the prices go, so I knew that people would go for the cattle, because they have just gone so high right now. So that helps to sell the tickets, too. The raffle remains consistent from year to year. One lucky winner will walk away with either $75,000 in cash or 40 top-quality, pasture-bred Black Angus heifers. Jones said the raffle has become a significant part of Stampede Week, as is shown by the tremendous support it receives. We parade the cattle in the infield every day, and everyone sitting in the stands, I get a kick out of them because they are all saying, "There goes my cattle," he said. There is no draw like it. It's very unique, because Pinoca is cattle country, he said, noting it's basically 50-50 as to whether the winner will take the cash or the cattle. It depends also on what the cattle market it like. One year, an older gentleman from Legacy Place won it, and he opted for the check as it was life-changing for him. But the last couple of years has been the cattle, he said. Meanwhile, the raffle has been running for at least 30 years now, said Jones, adding his dad, Shorty Jones, and Blair Vold started the project. Blair always bought the cattle, as he was in the cattle business, and my dad was always the bookkeeper and did the ticket seller, he said. The raffle also supports local producers and only the best quality animals are selected for the Pinoca Stampede's raffle, said Jones. And as always, the bulls are donated by Brian and Judy Sutter of Atlasta Angus. The proceeds of the cattle raffle go towards facility improvements on the Pinoca Stampede grounds. Usually we do a major project every year, but we wait until we can breathe a bit after the stampede to decide what we will do, he added with a laugh. There is a whole list of stuff to do always. But ultimately, it's for capital improvements to the Pinoca Stampede. In recent years, the raffle has funded the expansion of the Stagecoach Saloon and the addition of the Showdown Dance Hall as well as the newest grandstand. As always, the PSA appreciates the support from everyone who purchases tickets. I've been on the board for many, many years, and it's great to see just to see how it all is growing, and how people want to be a part of a good thing, Jones said, adding it was also terrific to see the overall response to the stampede in general. It was crazy with the number of people all over. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were all sold out. Monday was a little bit lighter, and then Tuesday was a huge crowd again.